This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The USDA recently authorized another round of the coronavirus food assistance program to help farmers who may not have received assistance through previous rounds. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told farm broadcasters recently the program's aimed at helping even more farmers.
Perhaps provide greater outreach to those who might have been qualified for participation in programs but didn't know about them or didn't fully participate because they didn't know how to. And also to extend help to many in agriculture and in the supply chain who previous to this had not received any help from COVID relief packages or perhaps received very, very little.
Secretary Vilsack says the payments will begin very soon.
Rolling those into this more comprehensive effort, this is going to allow us to make payments to farmers who are already received the benefits of these programs. Rules have already been written, not much administrative work to be done here. So we're in a position to make payments and to begin making those payments very, very soon in the month of April.
He says the program is divided into four areas, the first of which is a program to help with marketing.
This is designed to provide assistance for direct-to-consumer marketing, benefiting local and regional food markets, $75 million in the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, which is designed to encourage more consumption and more purchasing of fruits and vegetables, an opportunity as well for a specialty crop block grant.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says another area will help those who experience losses.
There is an opportunity to reimburse folks who had to euthanize livestock and poultry during this very tragic circumstance. An opportunity to assist timber harvesters and haulers who clearly were hurt and impacted by the COVID. The biofuel industry that obviously didn't receive any help in the previous COVID packages, but yet experienced significant difficulties because of COVID, because of trade.
And he says some parts of CFAP 2 will reopen.
Essentially recognizing that under CFAP 2, our outreach probably needs to be improved, particularly to socially disadvantaged producers.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.